Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live right now on Close Up Radio, which is a service of the award-winning Close Up Television and Radio, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on October 5th, 2021. It's a Tuesday, and we thank you very much for joining us all around the world. We do archive these broadcasts, so you can listen to them at any time, 24/7, 365. Very special guest joining me for the next 30 minutes is Jody Gonzalez of Jody Rose Studio. She's an artist and an art therapist and the founder of Jody Rose Studio, where she helps empower people through creativity. Using techniques as simple as the common doodle, Jody can help people gain clarity, manage stress, and elevate their performance. She says everyone has the potential to be creative. People seem to define creativity narrowly as being artistic. And when you are artistic, you know, playing an instrument or dancing, but creativity really is about resourcefulness and innovation and ingenuity and new ideas. We all make creative decisions in our lives. And certainly with the pandemic, we all had to raise the bar with our own creativity just to manage the uncertainty. So it's really about convincing people to give themselves permission. A lot of times, you're looking for the permission to come from outside yourself, but you're not giving yourself the permission. For people whose creativity has fallen away over time, or those who identify as not creative, working with Jody is a way to claim that freedom. Get in touch with it. Maybe you never were, or maybe you were, and it sort of fizzled out. Michelangelo could look at a piece of stone and see the angel within. That is how Jody loves to work with people, finding their angel within, helping them to identify themselves. She has complete faith that when people connect with their creativity, they can come out the other side and be so much the better for it. Jody experienced art therapy herself for the first time in her early 20s. Creative expressions come from a part of the mind that is not analytical. It's more intuitive and more emotional. Oftentimes, these ideas haven't been fully developed in the conscious mind. If we can capture them as pure expression, we can work with it, says Jody. The website is jodyrosestudio.com, and Jody is spelled J-O-D-I, and then the word Rose, R-O-S-E, studio.com. We'll mention it again during the show, but live and direct from Sister Bay, Wisconsin. Beautiful area, we're just talking about it, north of Milwaukee, north of Green Bay, in the peninsula that jets out. Beautiful area, and that's where she is, expressing her creativity and love of life and art. Jody, welcome to Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm honored to be here and to share my thoughts about creativity with your audiences.
You are very, very welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here. And as I mentioned, that obviously this is an expression of who you are. It's your own version and form of creative expression and wanting to connect people and share it and give them the tools and resources they need so they can explore within and allow their own artistic ways and creative ways to rise to the surface. Tell us about that. Tell us about, for you, early on, some of those inspirations where you discovered this within yourself, and out of that, that led to the creation of you being an artist, and then eventually the studio itself.
You mentioned in the introduction that I'm from Northeast Wisconsin, and my inspiration, first and foremost, comes from nature. I am the girl in the woods. My visual artwork is all about the story of a girl in the woods. I create giant nests out of sticks and branches, and I create gowns out of things like moss and cactus skeletons and natural materials that I pick up wherever I go. And just from the time I was a young girl, I would walk the forest and just imagine forest creatures and all of the things that they had to share about life. And I was a very philosophical young girl, I guess. But the story of the girl in the woods, as I share it through my artwork, is about a girl who fell from, she had a nest in a very high tree, and one day the wind came and it blew the nest down, and she was knocked unconscious. And when she came to, she was in a different place. The world looked different. And so she started this journey through the forest, interacting with the forest creatures. So I create these versions of the girl in sculpture using natural materials at various stages of her life. And then also I create the forest creatures, the little birds and the animals that she interacts with. And this is all a metaphor for trauma, for those things in life that put us at a crossroads or pull the rug out from under us. What do we do? How do we deal with that? What tools and resources do we use? As an art therapist, I have a whole set of resources that I use in working with others. But as my expression as a visual artist, this is this story, the sculpture and its parables are my offering. Because ultimately, no matter which muscle I'm flexing, using creativity, I'm trying to reach different audiences, and to share that creativity is truly like the light switch in moments of darkness.
That's beautiful. It really, really is. Tell us a bit more about the background as the artist and some of those early inspirations for you, but also the creation of the Jody Rose Studio. That sounds fantastic.
Well, Jody Rose is not, it's not my name. It's not my middle name. It's not even because I like the flower. It's a past tense sentence. It is like I rose above the challenges and the obstacles in my life, all the better for it, through working with those dark times, because I have always believed from a young age that the darkness, the fear, worry, uncertainty, when we choose not to avoid it but to work with it, it has incredible healing potential and incredible potential to uplift others and help others. So I use the name Jody Rose because if I did it, you can too. Maybe someday you can say Jim Rose or, there's a hashtag I Rose because as much as I'm trying to share knowledge and wisdom, I also walk my talk and want to be a model for others and a model of hope and inspiration for others.
Really important. Being a model for others is always a beautiful thing. You know, is it a matter of unlocking creativity for your clients when you are working with them? Is it like, sort of like a latent thing within them that you have to sort of tease out? Maybe they have suppressed or they didn't even realize is within. And maybe this for some of them, this is the very first time that they're actually tapping into their creativity or even realizing they have the ability to be creative from the very beginning.
Well, I truly believe we all have creative potential. We hold it as children through our games and our playing and our storytelling and, just playing with toys and role playing. We just over time, I think, two things happen. We get in the way of ourselves. We get busy. We get caught up in our adult lives. We get distracted from that creativity, which is also, I believe, very connected to our own like source wisdom. But then also culture, just going through school, comparing ourselves to others. At some point we often say either I am a creative or I am not creative. It's like somehow if you're not the best artist or the best musician in class, we just start to tell ourselves that creativity is not something that we do or that we are, or we say maybe we're somewhat creative. So I introduce really accessible, fun, easy things that anyone can do. And that's where oftentimes we start with scribbles and doodles because it gets people into working out of a different part of their brain. And it's a part also that also has some biological benefits to it. As you're doodling, the mind-body relaxes. And then once that happens, that's sort of the unlocking. It's pretty simple to do, and you know, even people who think I am not creative can get pretty seriously awesome results in a very short time. Again, just pencil to paper. The biggest step is to give yourself permission to do that one step, and from there, it's remarkably simple.
That's fantastic. It was just a matter of putting one foot in front of the other and moving forward and taking that step, because really the greatest investment you could ever make is in yourself, right?
Well, of course, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's really important. Is it also about putting yourself out there with that creativity, you know, once you've tapped into it and realize it for yourself, sharing it with the world?
Well, there are so many different ways to share that, and what I model and what I teach is that we can use the doodling, and you mentioned this in the introduction. The doodles, images, they come from a part of the mind that is more intuitive and symbolic. So we spend so much of our time in our heads, checking off lists, worrying about our responsibilities, and coming from a more analytical, logical place. And so when we start to tap into doodling, it's a part of the mind related more to the midbrain that is more symbolic, intuitive, sensing, and feeling. And then, you know, from those images, I teach different types of journaling techniques and processing techniques. So this is the art therapy end of what I do. And we honor that the images hold wisdom that is unconscious, or it might be conscious, but sometimes the solutions that they offer are so simplistic that in our busy lives we either think that they won't work for us, or you know, that they're just too, well, we think that they're too simple, or you know, we're just too distracted to follow through on them. So the act of giving yourself permission and putting one foot forward is one thing, but to act on the wisdom that you reconnect with in your images is totally transformative, especially when you do that as a consistent practice. So it's one thing to share your creativity as an art expression, as musicians and artists do, but to connect with your creativity as a wisdom source and to live your life from that place, it just opens doors with limitless potential. And I know that sounds really fluffy and woo-woo, but I have clients who say that this has, you know, it transforms their lives from feeling disconnected, like they're living life as they're expected to live it, to like really connecting with their true selves and living the life that they have dreamed that they want to live, even if it's a simple shift, a career shift, or shifting a relationship, or going back to school, or you know, they could be big things or simple things, but what matters is that they're things that evolve from a connected place. And so that act of being your true self in the world is probably the biggest gift, I believe, that you can give others. And to model that for others is a very, very powerful gift of creativity.
Really is. You know, I've heard some say creativity is not an intellectual process, and I'm sure you've experienced this too. The things you're most proud of are actually accidents. Tell us about that.
Well, I think that doesn't that go back to getting out of the way of yourself? I mean, we can all,
yeah.
You know, and I just had a client recently who was like, oh, so hard on himself for some accident. And it's like, well, no, when creativity teaches us, too, to embrace the accidents. We think that we know the best direction, the way things should look. There's a lot of shoulds and coulds involved, especially if, you know, you're planning it in the case of an artwork. But if we just roll with the accidents and, you know, learn to be accepting of them, and as an art therapist in creative process, accidents are a really powerful therapeutic tool, you know, because how do people, you know, we explore, how are you reacting to that and how can you react differently? And then from the palette or the piece of paper, how does that teaching relate how you roll with things in life. So learning to embrace the accidents and turn them into a positive is just a wonderful byproduct of creative process itself.
You integrate yoga into this work as well. Tell us about how you do that and the benefits to your clients for that, with those wisdom teachings.
Yeah. So that happens in several different ways. I have a little technique I call the yoga doodles, which is an integration of art therapy and yoga. And this is a very specific benefit to the physical body and also working with trauma and just even getting more more wisdom from the yoga practice on the mat. So we combined the benefits of what I've shared with the doodling and the journaling and the wisdom that can come from the images alongside an asana practice, or that's the practice of poses. And this can just be like 20-minute chair yoga practice. It's like absolute beginners can benefit from this, where we do a little image in the beginning, just a little doodle. And then we do the yoga practice, and then we do a little image at the end. And what happens all the time is that the end image is lighter, brighter, calmer, and then we work with that image, that later image. And what people realize is that they have the power of choice in dealing with whatever is stressing them. I've shared this with people who have chronic illness, like cancer and AIDS. I've done this with veterans, people in trauma recovery, and it is this wonderful mirror of the power of choice to just sit down and be with yourself. And it also exemplifies that when we do the relaxation techniques, we do connect with that source of inner wisdom, that in the practice of combining these two really demonstrates how that wisdom and that calmness and that sense of self-acceptance and reassurance is always there. It's always there if you take the time to sit down with it. So that's just one way that I work with the yoga and with creativity. It pairs so well with art therapy in that it helps people get more like grounded in the physical body, calmer, so that they can feel like they have more control if they're going into areas that are more troubling. And whether that's trauma resolution or something that is just really stressful or emotional, the yoga just really helps calm people as they do that work. And then with the visual arts, there are always, yoga is this entire philosophy. And so very much there are little yoga wisdom teachings in the parables that go along with my visual art. So I infuse yoga in many ways very directly, but also in ways that are probably less identifiable. It's like, people don't need to know that they're getting a yoga word or concept through their little sculpture of a bird. But I infuse that in everything because I think that it's such a powerful practice.
Mm, that's wonderful. That's really, really fantastic. Who is someone that maybe you've helped, maybe like a success story, and you're really proud of the way everything went and the result developed in a beautiful way for the client?
Most recently I have two clients that are just, they've been on a personal journey specifically to crossroads in their lives over the past, like about last year. They just realized, need to make a difference, need to make a change. They don't know each other. One's in the Southwest, one's in the Midwest. Both are women who identify as creative, both sort of waking up mid-30s, realizing that they're not doing the right thing, that somehow they drifted off of what they considered to be their life path. They know that they have a purpose, but it kind of hurts because they don't know exactly what that purpose is, and realizing that they're not in the right relationship, and then realizing also that they're looking down the barrel of the rest of their lives and careers, and like the current's taking them down the wrong tributary in life, if you know what I mean. So they came to me wanting to just hop off the boat, get a perspective, and like to find connection to their inner source so they could get back on the boat and more intentionally steer down the river the way they want to go. And they just did so well with just taking these simple doodle techniques. And, you know, they had very powerful experiences. Because let me be very clear, as we work with the images and I talk about what the images have to say, it's not the images talking. That's an expression of the inner self. That, again, that piece that sometimes we get disconnected from and or we just choose not to hear it. They embraced hearing it. And to their credit, they followed through on that connection. So, you know, we just get caught up in our lives and we put, you know, we're just checking things off on the list throughout the day. And then we wonder, how did we get here? And so they had the courage and the tenacity to still function in their life and be responsible and be where they were, but then use these resources as a different source of navigational guide that came from the heart. And as soon as they started following through on that inner voice, things just started to shift. I mean, you could call it synchronicities, you could call it whatever, but life started, the current started shifting for them. And, you know, a year later, I get these emails saying, I'm living the life, the desired life I wanted to live. Both have made different career choices, not in a like quit and walk away sort of way, but it happened very naturally. So I'm proud of them for their work, but also for their commitment to themselves and for the grace that they demonstrated. You know, looking back, neither one of them can believe where they're at now. They couldn't envision that a year ago, but they just stuck to using these techniques with consistency. We didn't have a whole lot of sessions, just some touch bases, but they ran with the techniques and their lives are all the better for it. And I am so proud of them.
You know, self-awareness is so important to this equation, isn't it? Being self-aware, sometimes we're always aware of everything else around us, but not necessarily ourselves. So looking inward and having reliance on oneself and also appreciating oneself can create resilience, confidence, you know, a positive outlook. It's very important, isn't it?
Absolutely. And creativity, I've talked about it being like the light switch to help see through the darkness. It's also like a filter. What is my truth and what is someone else's truth imposed on me? You know, it helps to start to distinguish. It's like putting on a different pair of sunglasses that have a different colored lens to distinguish how am I living my life based on someone else's expectations versus how I want to live it. And then using, you know, as I'm talking about using these simple techniques, just to keep coming back to that, to strengthen that muscle of being able to check in and like know, okay, what's my stuff? What's someone else's stuff? And then learning to live more from my stuff in a positive way.
That's terrific. And that's what it is. The positivity part is so important. What do you find now? I mean, obviously in the last 12 months, 18 months, 2 years, so much has changed. And there's so many new elements of how we work and how we maintain our relationships, the way we see life, the swift changes that have happened. Has any of that affected what you're doing and or some of the things that the clients are expressing to you?
Well, how being a creative person was actually very helpful in this period because it allowed me to pivot very quickly, and I knew that I had the resources to be very helpful to people who are uncomfortable with change and, you know, and especially uncertainty. So I just stood up to the plate and started putting everything I have out there, collaborating with different community agencies, and just really sharing creativity and art processes and self-expression, all these different tools to help people with self-care, because overwhelmingly I just heard about anxiety and stress, or, you know, how just people having to juggle a billion things with their jobs and then having kids at home for school, you know, doing school from home. So I focused on providing youth resources as well as resources for teachers and adults, and, you know, giving them tools through videos and some online courses and then just some local community programs so that they can move out some of this energy, all the fear and the worry and the anxiety held in is not helpful. So I shared how to use creativity to move that out and also to be able to communicate with others about where you're at, particularly like in the family setting, excuse me.
Yeah, that's so important. Yeah, I think this is really, really terrific. What is the, if somebody's listening right now, Jody, and they're like, I really like this, what do I do first? If they're like interested in what we're talking about, but they don't know how to put that first foot in front of the other to head in this direction, what would you recommend to somebody listening right now who's in that position?
First, pick up a pencil and then put that pencil to paper, and whether it's a scribble or a doodle, just let a line flow. Like, just try to move out, like, what that feels like. And if that's a little too abstract or, like, still unsure, like, am I doing that right? You could head on over to jodyrosestudio.com, where I have a bunch of resources. There's a discovery library that has free yoga classes, my free ebook called Doodles Code that explains the technique and guides you through using the doodle technique that I've explained today. There's an e-course there, and also several books available for help. I also offer coaching. But that first thing is to just really to put the pencil to paper. If you feel a little weird about being creative, then let your drawing be weird. Give it a little googly eye or something, and just start from there and just notice that it's pretty easy. Another thing is to just scribble a big swirly line and notice if you find any shapes in that swirly line and just start to fill it in, you know, like just a little, like coloring, like making a little stained glass sort of doodle coloring. What happens when you get started is that the heart rate starts to lower, the breath rate starts to lower, and your body starts to decrease the production of the stress hormone cortisol. So just getting started with whatever, try to put aside any judgment about what your drawing looks like. This is why scribbles and doodles are really great. But just give yourself a few moments and then notice how you feel. And if you find yourself feeling more relaxed, there's also a billion art therapy coloring books out there. And that could be something to try as well. It's a different, it doesn't build the insight or self-awareness as some of the techniques that I've described, but it does have a really calming benefit. So if you're wanting to explore creativity without, you know, for nothing else but just as a relaxation tool, coloring books are a really great resource.
That is fantastic. And if folks want to learn more, you can go to www.jodyrosestudio.com. That's Jody, J-O-D-I, rosestudio.com. Jody, thanks so much for joining us on the show. This is really eye-opening and very inspirational and insightful. Obviously, you're passionate about what you do and you love it and have a great track record of success working for folks. Hope we get a chance to chat some more down the line. It was really a pleasure.
Thank you, Jim. This has been a great experience for me as well, and hopefully for your listeners, too.
Absolutely. Keep up the amazing work. You're changing lives in very impactful, long-lasting ways. Our very special guest, Jody Gonzalez of Jody Rose Studio. The website, again, is jodyrosestudio.com. We thank her for being with us. We thank you for being with us. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest right here for you on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. And bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.